Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. It would be nice to think that we can take the winter off from worrying about weeds in our landscapes. Unfortunately, there are many weeds that thrive in the mild to cold temperatures of winter, both in our beds as well as in the lawn. So don't forget to keep up with weeding as needed through this cool season period. Now, when it comes to dealing with weeds in beds, it's best to be proactive. And we're that way by using mulches. Mulches are our very best defense against weeds in beds. Here's how mulches work. You need to make sure the mulch layer is thick enough. About 2 inches is recommended. It can be a little bit less than that or a little bit more than that, but make sure you keep your mulch at about 2 inches. The thickness is important for the mulch to work properly in suppressing weeds from growing. And they suppress weeds from growing by suppressing the growth of weed seeds. Any weed seeds that are there close to the soil surface will go ahead and germinate and grow. But if you cover the soil surface with a mulch, it blocks the light from reaching the soil surface, and that keeps the seeds from seeing the light. Now, that makes the seeds think that they're deep in the soil and they're not going to germinate until they get closer to the surface. So by putting that layer of leaves over the soil, blocking the light from reaching it, it keeps those weed seeds from germinating. Now, mulches don't work nearly as well on perennial weeds, and these are weeds that are growing from some below ground parts other than seeds. Could be bulbs or rhizomes or tubers. Things like dollarweed, oxalis, some of the really bad weeds of summertime too, like Bermuda grass. These are all perennial weeds. Well, the perennial weeds aren't growing from seeds, and they can push their growth right up through mulches. So if you're dealing with a lot of perennial weeds, and again, oxalis kind of looks like a clover, is really active this time of the year, don't expect the mulches to stop them, but when you do weed those, make sure you dig down and get their below ground parts, whether it's bulbs or roots or rhizomes. You've got to remove that along with the weed to make sure you get good control. You can also use a herbicide. There's a herbicide called glyphosate. It's commonly sold under brands like Roundup, Kills All, Grass and Weed Killer. Now, this will kill just about anything you apply it to, but if you're careful about just applying the glyphosate to the foliage of the weeds, you can do a really good job of selectively killing weeds in a bed and not killing the good plants in the bed. Just keep the glyphosate well away from the desirable plants. You can shield with a piece of cardboard as you're spraying. You can even cover a desirable shrub or a bunch of shrubs with plastic garbage bags, and then go in there and do your spraying, let it dry, pull the garbage bags off, and the shrubs are going to be just fine. Weeds are also going to be popping up in your lawn. And as we move into the month of January, and particularly February, as the days get a little bit longer and the temperatures get a little bit milder, you're going to see a lot of weeds growing in your lawn. Now, generally speaking, if they're not too many, you don't have to be overly worried about it. Generally speaking, if you just mow occasionally to keep the weeds from blooming and making seeds, that's really enough in many instances. But if you want to kill off the weeds, by all means, feel free to use a lawn weed killer. Atrazine is a really good weed killer for the cool season weeds. And you can buy atrazine as a liquid concentrate, mix it per label directions, and spray it out on your lawn. 2 applications usually gives the best control, and this will take care of a lot of great weeds. Spray out during a milder period when the daytime highs are in the 60s or 70s and nighttime lows are in the 30s or 40s. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.